20th parak of Kelim, 7th Mishnah, Machzel she'asa lekonim la'orka tahira. A mat that you made, these reeds, to along its length is tahira, because the way they would sit on it after it was made to be sit, for a person to sit on it, but it had these reeds going across it, you have to sit on top of the reeds, it'll be uncomfortable to sit on, and therefore it's not mekabel tum anymore. You have to make it in two directions, perpendicular ones. That way, either way he sits on it, it will be uncomfortable. Also, if you made it to his length, which in which case a person could sit in between one reed and the next, won't disturb him. If there's less than four tefachim between one reed and the next, then it's tar, because you also can't sit on it. But if it's more than that, so you sit in between the reeds, and one will hurt you. And for it's cut in half in its width, Rabbi Yehuda Matayr. Rabbi Yehuda says it's tall because it gets can't be used for laying down. It's going to become too narrow for laying down. Nechvul Le'olkom and established Loshim Adonim. If it was cut in its length and there were three areas, knots that were used to hold it together in place, shalshisha tefachim tameya, because it is some total of 18 tefachim intact, it's tamei. Machzelas meimosim bekevel as tumi sheteinokev shehi gmar melocha. Gmar melocha of his machzelas is when you cut off the little pieces of gemi, that the material that you're making out of, which are protruding.